The 31st at 25:00.
Move to appoint Josh Sonnefeld to the Taney County Transportation Advisory Board representing District 3 from 1-1 of 22 through 12-31 of 25 for a four-year term.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And then District 5 and 7, they are wanting to re...
They want to be reappointed.
Move to reappoint Ron Newman to District 5 and Kendall Hayes to District 7 of the Taney County Transportation Advisory Board for a four-year term, starting 1-1 of 22, ending 12-31 of 25.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Discussion of the Tri-Lakes Biosolids Coalition and sewer sales tax.
Good morning.
Good morning.
As chairman of the Biosolids Coalition, I was asked to ask you guys to add us to the agenda. Thank you for doing so. This is just a quick rundown of what we're all about. Reminder and financial burdens that we're facing this upcoming year. We're asking respectively that to be added to the participants of the Taney County sewer sales tax to help us with these financial difficulties. We're an important part of each and every one of the members, and to my knowledge, we have full support from Brad Albritton and each member to participate in this sales tax. We do, however, have a capital improvements fund that we do add to yearly to help us with the replacement of the equipment eventually, but we don't have the luxury of going out for bids like other places do. This is a sole source piece of equipment, and we're kind of at the mercy of the manufacturers on these repairs. We feel like we're an important part with keeping the rates down at each one of these municipalities because we've taken away completely land application of sludge. And I think that's a big thing environmentally to each and every entity there. So I don't think anybody will have a problem with sharing a piece of pie to organization like ours as much as we help it. So we're asking for your consideration for that. And if there's any questions, feel free to ask. And Mr. Suti's here, Jansen, she's here representing her city. Kendall and the other people had scheduling conflicts, couldn't make it, but we're told we have their full support.
What outside of the county, you've got, is there like 20 different organizations or 20 different communities? How many is a part of this?
I have 10 maybe. The only ones outside the county, Sparta and Galena.
Kimberling City?
Kimberling City, yes.
Does Branson West come in there as well?
No, they never did come in.
They didn't come in?
No, that was the only one that held out.
And then, if I remember right, because I think when I first got in office is whenever this was really getting kicked off. Is that
mm-hmm.
Right? I remember that time everybody was talking about the byproduct, being able to sell it and making some, you know, being able to create some funds to help. Where are we at on that? Have we organized that to where we're actually selling it for a good?
We're not selling it. If we sold it,
you know, that they'd want a packaging plant and things like that. We're just wanting rid of the byproduct, and right now we have a contract with John Dees and Rick Turner, and they take all of the product right now.
And they spread it to other people?
I don't know what they do, if they use it on their land or they use it other places, or, you know, if they're selling it. We have a contract and we put it out for bid. We just couldn't get any other people interested in it. Obviously, you know, we would entertain anybody's bid to, if they wanted to take this byproduct and start their own packaging facility and go through that. It is a good product. So, without going into too much science, you've heard of triple 13 as fertilizer. That's the 13 percentage of ingredients in fertilizer. This has a 2-1-2 type ingredient. So the biggest part of land application in sludge was 98% water, or 92% water, something like that. So they were watering the fields and getting the nitrogen. This is just a pelletized form and without the water.
So, and supposedly you could take a spoonful of this and eat it and it was healthy.
You can, yes, it is. It's considered a Class A product. I can bring you some.
No, try that. Only if you do it first.
Okay. I'll drink the water from the treatment plant first, and you do that. It's a good product. We visited some places in Paragould, Arkansas, and the farmers down there, they would just back their buggies in, their fertilizer buggies, and then it would come out of a chute, go into this, and then go off to the farms. Well, the grass around that area was just, thick as hair on a dog's back. It's a good product. And DNR's regulation, it's a Class A product, which means it has no pathogens.
Right. Isn't that a technical term?
What's that?
Thick as dog hair on...
Hair on dog's back, yeah, it is. I've read it in a scientific journal, I believe.
It's great that Taney County has this.
Yes.
And all of the cities, they bring their product there, and then it's...
Right. The ones that were affected most by it was the city of Branson, the reason this all came about, because Branson was running out of farmers' fields. They were having to bribe farmers with, liming them and doing all the work and paying them, and it just got to be less and less farm fields. And having to go to Christian County outside. And if you think about, as a lay term, you take a 3,000 or 3,500-gallon truck full of sludge and you dry that into this product, it turns into less than a 55-gallon drum of dry product. So there's all these thousands of trucks that were taken off the county roads, state roads, the greenhouse effect that has, less loads. So I think, I couldn't be more proud to be representing this corporation or this coalition and what they do. I've been a member since 2006, I believe.
And it just shows another thing with our sewer district, with the people coming forth and passing the sales tax and so forth. It shows that the people of Taney County care, because you've got, I see here, Cameron City, Reed Springs, Galena, and Sparta that do not have it, and they're able to use it, bring it to Taney County.
Yes, and that helps.
They truck it to us, do they not?
Pardon me?
They truck it to us?
No,
it's picked up.
Trucks that serve the coalition.
Yes. That's what I mean.
The coalition goes to these places, and they charge it, a certain truck. It's built into their rates, the trucking
fee.
Okay,
so there is a fee that we charge for.
Yes. A lot of people say, well, why are we bringing in outside people? Well, A, we're trying to be a good neighbor, good steward. B, they were land applying. We're trying to help them and use them as an example. And C, it affects each participating member by making their monthly cost, their dry ton cost, go down with each piece of the pie that's spread.
Does every member have the same per ton cost?
Yes.
What percentage of the biosolids do you think is used from outside the county?
I would have to guess 2%, 5%, something very small. They're both very small.
Small communities, so they're not adding a lot of solids to the picture.
Well, I think Forsyth's 4%, if I remember right.
Cumberland City.
Yeah.
Reed Spring, Galena, Spring.
I would put it close to there. The biggest users are Hollister and Branson, but we're all affected by that. We're that Larry Van Gilder kind of, and Rick Ziegenfuss and all the original members, they worked on this diligently over the years.
County money. And, the sewer sales tax money and the state money.
Yeah, DNR funds that funded it. So We just see going forward, I mean, we're looking, you know, like the rotary joint expense. It's crazy high. We're looking at, I mean, we kind of feel held up sometimes by these companies. But in reality, we've got a company we can't, you know, as an organization, we can't turn our back on it or try to shortcut it, because just the times these have been down for repair has made a huge impact on their sludge storage at City of Branson, City of Hollister. So we are going to look at other things. We don't know if there's proprietary issues with taking these pieces of equipment and seeing if we could have a machine shop copy this joint. Sounds like a lot for these, but really we're held up, you know, by it being a sole source. So we do feel we've been good stewards with the money. Our organization is in very good shape. It's just going forward, it would help us to have an emergency funding source to make sure that this is not going to stop or slow down, because it would, in actuality, affect everybody's, you know, rates at the end of the day.
When you say it's a sole source, it's the particular piece of equipment we put in that's only made by one or serviced by one company?
Yes.
A few years ago, we got into that on that we were being held in a judicial building because that was the only person serviced.
Yeah.
So we didn't like not being serviced, and it was causing us problems. So we got away from that sole source.
Yeah.
We're working
on that. Actually, the original company, correct me if I'm wrong, went out of business, and then some of the employees bought it, and they're trying to do well with it. But anytime you're sole source, it's hard for you to go, it's how much? But I think a lot of it's like anything else, a lot of it's in research and development, and this, you know, there's very few of these plants in the United States. 10. So we have people coming in from all over the United States looking at our plant because they're facing these same hurdles in the other cities and other states. So
we have taken some parts already to the machine shop, remember the gearbox, and now we're looking at the rotary joint, and because Rockaway had some success with our screen for our part, and we took it to a machine shop, and it was a German part, so we're looking at possibly taking these rotary joints and having them broken down and reviewed by machine shop to see if we can start recreating some of these parts maybe a little bit differently, so we're not stuck with a $152,000 part that we, you know, we got to buy another one next year. You know, I mean, they get a little pricey and it won't run without it because of the heat of the oil. So.
And we do keep spare parts on the shelf for these such occasions. I mean, they're expensive to keep on the shelf, but we make sure we talk to them about warranty, about when the part is sold to us versus
when it's actually
installed. There's two different companies involved with this. We get better communication, I'd say better service from one and not the other, but we're trying to work on that.
On the lift station for the odor control, it says pump, dryer, waste blows. Do we have a lift station there now?
We do not. It's at the Compton Ridge, or not Compton Ridge. Compton Ridge.
Down there, Cooper Creek.
Cooper Creek.
The supernate part of this process goes to their main lift station. I guess it's the odors are just unreal. And they've received odor complaints since it's been in operation. Not enough to really push, but they're getting a lot of feedback on these odors. So the thought was to put a pump station at the facility, a small one, and then pump this up to their mixing basin at Cooper Creek Treatment Plant and introduce it underneath the liquid level so those odors are trapped and get caught in the process. But as they just send that down to the lift station, I guess it just hits the open air and it releases the odor. So that's been going on for probably a year and a half.
Next to the golf course.
And that's basically an odor complaint.
Maybe we should fertilize the golf course for them.
Good.
And we just say, well, it's because we just fertilized it. That's what the smell is.
Could be.
But it must not be persistent. I know they get